Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
You know, when we talk about anti-aging on the show, a lot of times I qualify the term anti-aging by approaches that are designed to help stave off age-related disease. But there's another side of anti-aging that perhaps could be called extreme anti-aging or extreme life extension. And this is made up by a brain trust of very respected, very well known within the medical community, individuals who both believe and are driven to an end result of open-ended youth. And we're going to be talking about that today with my guest, David Kekich. How you doing, David?
Oh, great, Carl. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's really an exciting time, isn't it?
Oh, you wouldn't believe some of the things that I see and hear every day.
You know, I think that people have a hard... I mean, we've been searching for the fountain of youth. We've been searching for immortality. And it's almost like immortality is so elusive that it became the dark side of life, you know. But the reality is that it's evident now through science that the potential for immortality is really not that far away, is it?
Well, it's evident to you, and it's evident to me, and it's evident to the scientists who are working on it. Unfortunately, it's not evident to the general population yet, and as you say, we've been searching for this, at least intellectually, for, gosh, since the beginning of recorded history, but before recorded history, I'm sure. And it's always been an impossible dream. It's never been achievable. It's always been something that everybody, most people, want anyway. And I think we've come to defend ourselves, at least defend our sanity, by rationalizing death. And since there was no way that we could see, at least scientifically, to reverse aging, to restore youth, people have found even good in death. And it's we've come to be a very, what I call, deathist society.
They call it religion.
Well, we've invented religion,
right,
to answer our quest for immortality.
To pacify us about our death. I mean, we actually, there's some people who feel that in death, they will have more than they have in life. And I tend not to be one of those people. But that gives us a great segue to how you got involved, of all people, to be in the longevity and life extension industry. Tell your story. Where did you get involved?
Well, I first got my interest more than my involvement. My involvement came later. My first interest came, I was always into physical fitness and good health. I was into good diets and supplementation long before most people took advantage of these kind of lifestyle habits. But I was in the insurance industry in the late 76, maybe, and 1976. And I started off in the retail sales, and then I ended up forming and managing a large company, pretty large marketing company for a Fortune 500 insurance company. And I absolutely hated retail sales. I couldn't stand life insurance because we were going out and talking to people about planning for death. And to me, that was it was repulsive to be able to talk about that. I was. You have to be wide open about this, almost enthusiastic about it. Most of your insurance salesmen are like evangelists, and I was the opposite. I thought that the worst thing we could be talking about was death and planning for death, and I started thinking very seriously about why do we have to die in the first place. And I approached some of the insurance companies about designing some policies, which they're doing now, by the way, but they wouldn't do it then. About designing some policies that would help people live longer, which would improve their profitability the longer people have their policies in force. I mean, they're losers at the beginning, but after about 7 years, it's almost pure profit.
Right.
And the longer they have their policies in force, the more profitable it would be for the insurance companies. And they basically said, no, we said, we are actuaries. You just factor everything in, and, you know, we're happy with the model the way it works now. It ain't broken, so don't fix it.
Right.
And that was very frustrating to me. But, yeah, I was just repulsed by the whole attitude. I thought that the best life insurance would be insurance that would not, you know, what they have is death insurance. I mean, they were called life insurance. It's death insurance. I thought life insurance is something that would keep you alive.
Ensure your longevity.
Yeah, ensure your longevity.
But, okay, so this is where you became interested in the longevity and life extension movement. When did you become involved with an amazing group of individuals who are involved in the Manhattan Beach Project, who all believe that by the year 2029, we can unlock these secrets of extreme longevity? When did you get involved with them?
I actually started my foundation not until 1999. I had a little hiccup in between. I had a spinal cord injury, and it paralyzed me and knocked me out of business and knocked me out of everything. I really lost everything, my home, my business, my attitude, mainly my attitude. But I got my life back together and just got it back into business, gradually got back into physical condition because I quit working out for a while and got back to where I used to be psychologically and even financially. And in 1999, I formed Maximum Life Foundation. In 1998 is really the turning point. And that was at my, I think it was my 55th, yeah, it was my 55th birthday. And I drew a chart, and the chart had, let's see, it had 24 columns and it had 40 rows, and then where the columns and rows intersected, there were little squares, and there were 960 squares on this chart, and each chart represented 1 month in my life, because the actuary said somebody my age would live to be about 80, so 960 squares divided by 12 is 80, I colored in, I filled in every square that I'd used up, and I did this as a motivational tool to inspire me to, it was going to show me how much time I had left to accomplish what I needed to do in life. And I looked at this, and instead of being inspired or motivated, I mean, it was very depressing. I looked at all these squares that were filled in, and there were hardly any left, and the ones that were left were in my declining years. I called those crappy squares, and this became a very serious problem that needed a solution, which had been festering in my mind for a long time anyway. And I just simply extended the chart. I just drew in a whole bunch more squares and left it open-ended at the bottom. And the solution to my dilemma there was just to create more squares in my life. And you couldn't just do it for my life. I had to do it for everybody's life, because a rising tide lifts all boats. You just can't be an island. And I started my foundation in 1999, about a year later. We held our first conference, international brainstorm session. We had about a dozen scientists from around the world who specialized in life extension, which then was very crude compared with what we have now, just
right.
10 years later.
Right.
Just 10 years later. And we started that session. It was in Manhattan Beach, California. At the conference, I said, look, we really need to do a Manhattan Project type effort here. The Manhattan Project, of course, being the effort to end World War II by developing the atomic bomb. And I said, we need to end aging by marshaling all the forces we can, all the resources, and focus it on aging. And somebody at the audience said, well, hey, we're in Manhattan Beach. Let's call it the Manhattan Beach Project.
Right.
So that name stuck. And at that conference, we started designing, or at least I should say the scientists started designing, the scientific roadmap to reverse the human aging process.
Now, I have to ask you a question. I mean, and we have to go into a break in just 30 seconds. Now that you've seen behind the curtain, you've worked with a lot of these great scientists, great thinkers in the area of extreme life extension, how realistic is it really?
It's totally realistic if, and I will answer that if after the break.
Okay, very good. So there you go. This is a true radio genius right here. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking more about extreme longevity in just a moment. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All-American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com. Today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games, we just help you win them.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody that the 10% discount is still available at orbitnutrition.com. Just use the coupon code SHR10, and you can also get a buy one, get one free on Primordial Performance's new D-aspartic acid supplement at Orbit Nutrition. So you can get a buy one, get one free, and get 10% off that using the SHR10 coupon code. My guest is David Kekich. We're talking about extreme life extension. Okay, so when we went into the break, I asked you a question, how realistic is it? And you held us to after the break, and you said, if certain things occur, I believe, or?
Well, the big if is, and it's more of a when, we raise the money to pay for the research, and we're in the process of implementing a plan out to do that for profit. We're not looking for government handouts. We always look for donations, but that's not the way to raise the kind of money we need. We're going to do it through the free enterprise system.
Why doesn't the government, and is it, well, let me back up. I remember reading a study 2 years ago that was paid for by the U.S. government, and it was called Disruptive Technologies, technologies that have the greatest potential to disrupt the United States position either economically, geopolitically, so on. There was like five different areas. The one thing that was on the top of the list as a disruptive technology was Geron technology, the science of living longer. Does the government even want us to live longer? Would the government throw some money in the hat and say, hey, this is good for everybody, let's help?
Well, I think that my short answer is no. I think they're being very short-sighted. For one thing, you can't develop a drug as an anti-aging drug or a life extension drug because you have to have a drug to fight a disease, and the government will not recognize or does not recognize, or when I say the government, the FDA, does not recognize aging as a disease. Now, I'm sure there are many people in the government. I mean, we kind of lump them in one pile, but there are many people in the government, sure, who would love to be able to reverse aging. But I think as a whole, they think it would upset the status quo. But what is going to upset the status quo is if we don't find a cure for aging, we're going to have an aging population that is going to be impossible to support financially because they're going to be getting older and older. And people are living longer now, by the way. We're adding about 3 months per year to the average human lifespan. And as we age, we inevitably, most of us, are going to come down with dementia.
See, and that, I was just going to say, we may be living longer, but we are not actively engaged in life, which actually takes us and turns us into a dramatic liability because you have people that are living longer but need long-term care. And that's a great financial burden.
Exactly. So the future choice is to let things go the way they are, the status quo, which is what the government typically likes to do, and then fight the battle after it's too late to win. By the way, the expected and projected cost of aging on this government is going to be about five times that of the mortgage crisis.
But do
the math and try to figure out what our economic future looks like if we don't do something about aging.
Okay, so the government isn't in this, so we have to do it ourselves. Given the fact that we have to raise some money, what kind of money are we talking about that has to be raised in order to make the breakthroughs?
Surprisingly, peanuts compared with what they're spending on health care now. Health care, we spend about $100 billion on health care every 16 days. And we're talking about our scientific roadmap is as impossible as it seems. If this money is invested and managed the right way, we have determined that we can reverse the human aging process for, maybe as little as $3 billion, and that's invested over the next 16 to 20 years. So it's just a paltry sum of money invested every year, and of course there's going to be more money invested in supporting industries, other people coming in, for example, in stem cells and what have you. But a focused effort on strictly on the aging process with the pieces of the aging puzzle which we have identified, we believe we can turn it around for about $3 billion.
Now, a little bit later in the show, we're going to tell people how they can get a free copy of your book, Life Extension Express, correct?
Correct.
And that book details steps that you can take now so that you can make the journey to when extreme longevity is actually available.
Exactly. It does two things, Carl. It tells you how and why extreme life extension, age reversal, open-ended youth, not just open-ended life, open-ended youth, is going to be possible in our lifetime. And it tells you, the second part of the book tells you what you can do now to help make sure you're alive and around and healthy when these future technologies are available to us.
And I want to touch on a couple of those things, but I want to mention something now that I was actually talking to my son, Chase, prior to the show, when we were talking about immortality, and he says, "Dad, did you know that there is an immortal jellyfish?" And I said, "No, I'd never heard of such a thing." Because, you know, I didn't think anything lived forever. I thought everything died at a certain period of time. It aged and died. And he said, "No," and he sent me this link, and sure enough, there is a jellyfish called Turritopsis domi, which was discovered in 1883, but it wasn't until the 1990s that it was realized that this was an immortal jellyfish that had the ability for its cells to be in flux between juvenile and adult cells. It keeps kind of rejuvenating itself. It gets old and then gets young again and old, and it oscillates between old and young. That alone, to me, I think to myself, well, wait a minute, maybe immortality is really something that is achievable. Now, granted, this is a small scale. This is not a human being. But here is a species that has immortality in it.
It's amazing how much our genomes are similar to things like jellyfish. And even I had a meeting with one of the leading researchers in the world two days ago, and they study, which is a very good animal for studying aging. It's the fruit fly. It's a Drosophila. It's the fruit fly.
Right.
And their genome is 73% common to the human genome, and you would think something as far removed as a fly wouldn't even be close to the human genome, but it's about 73% similar. So, sure, even with jellyfish, even plants, I mean, some of these, they have genomes that are similar to human beings, and there are many plants that could potentially be immortal. I mean, I say plants, trees.
Interesting. So, yeah, but I mean, I the idea of a jellyfish, it crystallizes it for me, because this is a creature as opposed to a tree.
Exactly.
I just thought that was amazing.
It is amazing.
What are the, if you had to give just a couple bullet points, what are the big mistakes that people are making now that are impacting their longevity negatively?
Well, I have it broken down into seven steps, and the biggest one, the most important one, is diet. And it's what you eat and also how much you eat. And people are just overfeeding themselves, and they're eating the wrong foods. And when I say the wrong foods, they're eating fast foods, processed foods, sugar-laden foods. And when I say they're eating too much, we should be eating on average. And that depends on your activity, your size, and your height, and whatever. But we should be eating an average of about 2,000 calories a day. And do you have any idea how much we ingest in this country on average, Carl?
It's disgusting, I know.
Disgustingly high. It's about 3,300.
And that wouldn't be if people were active. But when you combine that with the fact that they lead sedentary lives.
Oh, yeah, we're getting less and less exercise. We're eating more and more, and we're eating worse and worse food. We're eating potato chips. We're eating French fries. We're eating pastries, and we're drinking soda. My God, I mean, the sugar in there is just killing us. And we talk about these wars on drugs and wars on sugar is killing us, killing more people than anything. We're seeing type 2 diabetes now in children, which we never saw before.
But you know what it is? It's this is my new mantra. There's no one thing. It's a perfect storm. If you look at society today, We don't get enough sleep. We eat the wrong foods. We eat too much of the wrong foods. We don't get enough exercise. We live in a high-stress environment. We don't even know the ramifications of some of the environmental toxins that we come in contact with. Just because the FDA says that organophosphates are safe in small quantities, we don't know that to be true. We also don't know the impact of all the RF soup that we live in. I mean, all of these things are yet to play out, and we won't see the results of these until our children have children, when we see their offspring and the changes in their offspring as a result of this. So, I mean, I feel like there's almost a perfect storm. Everything that you possibly could do wrong to promote chronic disease and premature aging, we do it.
We are. That's exactly right. And on the other side of the coin, there's a perfect storm of technologies now converging, and that's primarily biotech, infotech, and nanotech. They're converging to a perfect storm that is going to reverse the human aging process. So if we can keep the other perfect storm from killing us and stay alive long enough, the second perfect storm, my perfect storm, is going to keep us alive for could be open-ended.
Now, my audience knows that I'm a proponent and advocate of raw food eating. I eat raw meat. I haven't eaten the raw chicken just because I'm adverse to eating raw chicken, and not because I'm worried about any type of bacteria, but the meat itself just doesn't, the texture doesn't look like it's appealing to me. But I eat raw meat, raw eggs, I drink raw milk, and I'm a big proponent of raw food eating because I believe this is the way Paleolithic human beings ate. This is the way our genome what developed under these types of eating conditions. Do you have any opinions on raw food eating?
I do. I don't eat strictly raw foods. I probably have about 70% of my diet is raw, maybe 75%. I do cook some things. In fact, some things are even a little better for you. Tomatoes are a little better when they're cooked in a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You get I don't eat much meat. But when I do, I like to have it cooked, and I like to have it cooked rare, just because of the way I was brought up. It's just what I'm used to. It doesn't taste good to me.
Gotcha. Okay. With that being said, the contribution to aging from food, and the preponderance of carbohydrates, the carbohydrate centric diet that we are touted by the government. You know, when you look at the food pyramid at the base, they're telling us to eat all this. These starches, pastas, and potatoes, and cereals, and so on. I know that I interviewed a scientist from Quebec, I believe, last year, and they did some studies on fruit flies and also C. elegantis, and they came up with the fact that it was glucose signaling that sped the aging process. Just the sheer amount of carbohydrates and high glycemic carbohydrates we eat, what's the impact of that on the aging process?
Well, it leads, for one thing, in addition to leading to inflammation, and which leads to virtually every disease imaginable, it leads to obesity, and obesity in itself will shorten our lives by about 8 years. It's definitely the biggest killer out there.
Absolutely.
It kills as many people or more as smoking.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to track, isn't it? It's not something like smoking.
Yeah. It's almost impossible to track, because if somebody dies from lung cancer or a heart attack, and they can often trace their lifestyle and say, well, this person was a heavy smoker or is a heavy smoker, and it's it's pretty easy to say smoking killed them. At least it's a good guess. But when somebody has terrible eating habits most of their life, and they die from heart disease, they die from diabetes, they die from this or that, even Alzheimer's. I mean, it looks like there's a direct link now between obesity and Alzheimer's and sugar intake and Alzheimer's. So many things that people can die from. They die from heart diseases and cancers and what have you. What caused that? They don't look at the cause. They just look at the cause of death, but not the cause of the cause.
Right. And then there's some physicians that are now calling Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes.
Right.
And that's a new buzzword right now, because they're saying this is clearly from overconsumption of high glycemic index carbohydrates. Let's go ahead and tell people how they can get the book before this break. If they go to MaxLife, MaxLife.org.
Right. You go to MaxLife.org, MaxLife.org, O-R-G, not com, O-R-G. You can get a free copy. You can buy it on Amazon if you want to, if you'd rather read the hard copy. But you get a free copy, downloadable copy of Life Extension Express. It'll give you the 7 steps, A through Z, basically, as to what you can do right now with today's technology, just by modifying your lifestyle. And this can be fun. It shows you how this can be a fun way to live. We're not asking you to make any sacrifices, but we're doing two things. We're showing you the potential rewards, not just adding an extra 5 years or 10 years to your life anymore. We're giving you the potential rewards of possibly an open-ended, youthful lifespan, and we're showing how much fun this could be.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to MaxLife, MaxLife.org, and download your copy of Life Extension Express. When we come back, we're going to talk about telomeres a little bit. We're talking today with David Kekich. We're talking about extreme life extension. Stay tuned.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to steroiddefenselawyers.com. That's steroiddefenselawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Natadrol is an extremely potent natural muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains 4 unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Sciences Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Science's Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit LGSciences.com today to learn more. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, I didn't have the name of the product that is on sale over at Orbit Nutrition when we came out of the other break. The Primordial Performance product is called ICF1, and it's a buy one, get one free, and you can get an additional 10% off using the SHR10 coupon when you go to orbitnutrition.com. Some of the most exciting research in the area of longevity has come from the discovery of the importance of the telomere and perhaps the ways to influence telomere length by things like astragalocytes, which supposedly upregulate telomerase. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. For your audience, basically telomere or telomere, they're both pronunciations are correct, so you might hear them both, they're the tips of your chromosome, strands of DNA. And they're the protective tips to keep your DNA from unwinding. It's like a nib on a shoelace. It's like a little plastic coating on a shoelace. And every time your cells divide, the telomeres become a little bit shorter. And the length of them is governed by an enzyme called telomerase. Well, our somatic cells, the cells in our body, don't manufacture telomerase, or at least not very well, and typically not at all. But your germ cells, your eggs and your sperm cells do.
Hmm.
So what happens is this just keeps the telomeres keep getting shorter and shorter and shorter until your cells die. And for a number of years, in fact, at our first conference, Dr. Fossil is one of the telomere experts, Michael Fossil, was really promoting that theory of aging, which at that time was not very popular. However, it's gotten much more popular, and there's a company called Geron. It's a biotech company. Mike West found Geron, Dr. Michael West, and they were using this as an anti-aging or life extending technology, which they were developing, and they got away from that. They went public and had some pressures on them to make an earlier profit, so they ended up in the cancer research and some other things and stem cells. But since then, but Geron did find a compound which naturally steps up the production or amplifies or accelerates the production of telomerase, and they licensed it to a company called TA Sciences, and it's very expensive, and it works. It doesn't work really well, because nothing works really well that's non-toxic, but this is the most non-toxic substance that actually does increase the activity of telomerase, which in turn would increase the length of your telomeres of your cells where they're short, not the ones that are already long, because some have short, some have long telomeres. There's a cancer scare. People say, well, gee, if you lengthen your telomeres, you're going to make your cells immortal. Cancer cells are immortal. They have long telomeres, therefore you're going to get cancer. But I wouldn't say that's disproven, but most people in the industry, in fact, it's almost unanimously accepted fact that increasing the length of telomeres in your telomere shortened cells will not cause cancer.
There's even a tendency to believe that it is the damaged telomeres that cause the replication of mutant DNA that leads to cancer.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to get into that. They're now thinking that this could actually be a cause of cancer, the shortened telomeres rather than long telomeres. So, yeah, it's one of the theories of aging, and some of the people that really profess this theory of aging thinks it's the end all, that if we can manage the telomere production or the telomerase production, if we can activate it to the point where it's 100% effective, we can actually reverse the human aging process. I hope that's true, and I hope we'll be able to do that someday. And there's a company called Sierra Sciences, which has tested over 300,000 compounds already for the telomerase activation. And they actually have found several, but that are very, very good at it, but they're toxic as well.
Really?
And, yeah, but they found one that's non-toxic, and but so far the TA65 is the best. Even though it's a weak telomerase activator, it's the best they found so far.
Now, isn't TA65 derived from astragalicide? Isn't it a derivative of astragalus?
There are thousands of molecules, and they have isolated the one molecule that does activate.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Interestingly enough, when you look at astragalus, it's very inexpensive as a supplement goes. There may be some value. Now, what about just injecting? Okay, let me back up. There's a gentleman who contacted me from Europe who wants to advertise on my show, and he claims that he's going to have injectable sirtuin, SIRT1. Because
okay.
Everybody's taking resveratrol to upregulate SIRT1, and he says, "Why not just inject SIRT1?" And I really haven't responded yet. But I started thinking, you know, this is interesting. Why not manufacture telomerase and just inject it?
You probably want to be talking to one of the scientists rather than me about that. And these are great intellectual questions, and they're mind benders. I'm not a scientist, and I'd love to be able to have the answers to all these, Carl. I'm pretty much a generalist. I just kind of connected the dots, brought a bunch of the scientists together, and had them brainstorm and kind of watch from the outside looking in, and picked up a lot of generalities. And my expertise, if I have one, is to kind of put this in layman's terms, hang around the people that have all the cutting edge diet technologies or the exercise, the life extending exercise techniques, and you know, stress reducers and things like that. And I just kind of put it all together. And basically, my whole love is the age reversal, the science end of it. Not being a scientist, but the practical side of me put together a roadmap on how to increase your aging process, increase your lifespan with today's technologies, just as a survival mechanism.
Right. Right. Now, there are a lot of different, quote-unquote, anti-aging organizations out there. They seem to almost splinter and spin off their own factions from time to time. Is everybody working together, or are people kind of working, in their own little domicile, and they're not paying attention to what other people are doing?
Well, I think in the spirit of things, they're working together. And when you say organizations, you have some organizations that are calling themselves anti-aging organizations or life-extending organizations, and their whole purpose is to sell supplements. And one exception to that is Life Extension Foundation. That's their purpose to make their money-making purpose is to sell supplements, but their purpose is to reverse the human aging process, and they donate their profits to the tune of about $10 million a year now to aging research. But you have so many splinter groups, and I think you have a lot of competitors out there. And they take the term anti-aging and life extension, and they throw them around, and they attach them to products, and through good marketing and through a lot of exaggeration sometimes, unfortunately, they market things to the public that really are not effective.
And it's almost like, you know, when I first started doing this show 5.5 years ago, and I started talking about anti-aging techniques and sciences, I always had to qualify what I was saying by saying, you know, anti-aging science is about staving off age-related disease. It's not about looking younger so that you can chase a 30-year-old girl later in life, because there's a large faction of people out there, as soon as you say the word anti-aging, they paint you with a paintbrush that you're some sort of a zealot. You know, I've had friends say to me, but Carl, you know, do you really want to live forever? Like it's the most ridiculous thing to want. And I'd say, if I could be healthy and engaged in life, I'd absolutely want to live forever. Why not?
I mean, sure. Most people perceive living long as living a long time in a nursing home or in that
Bingo.
But that's not, the whole point is quality and quantity, not just quantity.
The thing that I have a hard time getting my head around, and I think we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'd like you to explain to me what this whole nanotechnology, these nanobots, and that for some reason, as intellectual as I think I am, sometimes I still have a hard time understanding what they're all about and what the goal is. So can we talk about that when we come back?
Oh, I'd love to. Sure. Okay. That's the holy grail of age reversal.
Okay. So stay tuned. We're talking today with David Kekich about extreme life extension. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development. A company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com. Today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You've got to go to maxlife.org, M-A-X-L-I-F-E.org, and get your free copy of Life Extension Express. This is really a great book. I'm just looking at some of the things in here. How to enjoy unforgettable sex on your 120th birthday. What 3 cents a day habit could be the most important thing you could do for your health and longevity. And my favorite, why you are better equipped than your doctor to ensure your longevity. I love this book already.
Thank you, Carl.
This is good stuff.
One thing I didn't talk about that we didn't talk about on this show, and there's just not enough time to talk about everything, obviously, but a lot of people, most people just don't believe that it's possible to reverse aging in our lifetime. And it's understandable. I mean, this has been ingrained in their psyches. I mean, it's a meme that we've lived with for thousands and thousands of years, and suddenly things are going to change, and people think it's not going to, you know, how can that happen? Well, it is going to happen. And the first part of the book, I tell exactly why it's going to happen. And I hear people saying, well, gee, we haven't even cured cancer. We can't cure heart disease, Dave. How are we going to cure something as complex as aging? And the answer is in that first chapter, in the first chapter of the book after the introduction. And it's a very, very clear, concise, simple, easy to grasp concept And I think once you read that concept, you will understand why we could have open-ended lifespans in our future, and the rest of the book should make a lot more sense to you and should be a lot more valuable to you because it'll tell you how to hang around long
enough. And I would argue the point that we can't cure cancer and we haven't cured heart disease, because the truth is we've cured them all, but the cures are proactive cures. You can live a life devoid of cancer and free of heart disease. Sure, once you get heart disease, the damage that is done is very hard to reverse, not impossible, thanks to guys. I mean, look at Dr. Steven Sinatra. Some of the work that he's done in congestive heart failure is just amazing. But, I mean, I would argue the point that we are curing cancer by keeping people from ever getting it in the first place.
Well, absolutely. The best cure is prevention.
Right.
Prevention takes work.
Well,
and most people, I mean, it's a sad fact, Carl, that people will go to the ends of this earth to fix something that went wrong, but they just will not take many steps to prevent something from happening in the first place.
Now, in the area of cures, explain to me in layman's terms what this nanotechnology is.
Oh, yes, nanotechnology. It's engineering at the molecular scale. That's building from the bottom up, if you will, rather than from the top down, like you build a building, for example. You're building from the bottom up, from the molecule by molecule. And to make it real simple, this is something that's been in nature from the beginning of the time. You take a seed and you plant it in the ground and the molecules go to work and you end up with a tree. Well, the same thing happens with humans. You end up with, you start off with an egg in a germ cell and an egg in a sperm cell, two germ cells, and the nanotechnology actually grows a human. Well, nanotechnology, so we're actually borrowing a lot of the lessons that we've learned from nature, and we can actually turn this into a biochemical or even a mechanical system that would be able to build or repair cells, your individual cells. We've got tens of trillions of cells in our bodies. So imagine, if you will, having the ability to go in to our bodies and repair every single cell. Effectively, if you're doing that, you're going to be turning back the aging clock, and you can pretty much reset your aging clock.
Huh.
Now, we can't do that, obviously, from the outside looking in because cells are too small. So you need something to repair them that are smaller than a cell or maybe a little bit larger than a cell. But in this case, they would be much smaller than the cell, and they can actually get into cells and repair them from the inside out. And science fiction, nope, we're doing it right now. We're in some very limited degrees. In fact, we're applying some of this technology to medicine and helping cure disease. So it's gradually getting there. We have a concerted effort. There's one company that, in fact, we have them as our major target or one of our major targets to get funding to be able to develop this technology. It's already there. The patents are filed. The nano assembly, the nano factories are all planned on how to manufacture these nano assemblers or nanobots. And essentially, they would be, if you will, little miniature robots, cell-sized robots that are circulating throughout your body, fixing things that have gone wrong.
That is, I mean, you realize why that's so hard to grasp, right? I mean, it's just amazing to think, first of all, that scale of size, to have an intelligence, if you will, an inscripted job, that it's going to go and do this. Now, these nanobots, when they're done with their job, do they die or they keep on repairing indefinitely?
That it would depend on how they're programmed. They could just be eliminated through the body through your natural processes. They could keep on living. You know, they of course would have the ability to reproduce, and they actually would have to almost, because you would not put trillions or billions into a body. You would have them go in there and self-assemble. You can have some that are just roaming your body as sentinels, looking for things that are going wrong, looking for cancerous cells, looking for pathogens, looking for
when we talk about programming, I think of lines of text on a computer that you're programming. You're giving this language, this syntax. You're saying, this is what I want you to do. Is this nanotechnology a merger between biological technology and computer technology?
Yes, definitely. And biotechnology itself, by the way, biotechnology, there are three technologies, biotech, nanotech, and infotech. Biotechnology is very quickly becoming information technology. Mm. Each one of our genes is a program. It's a computer program, and we're learning to understand how to reprogram those genes.
Is
but to get back to your
right?
question, imagine the big mainframe computers that we had back in the early computers back in the 60s.
Right.
I mean, they took up whole buildings. They were air-conditioned.
Right.
They were basically elaborate calculators.
Right, right.
They weren't much more than that. And you have computers now that are in your cell phone that are about a million times more powerful, but I think a million times more powerful than those computers.
Right.
And they're in your cell phones.
Right.
And that trend is continuing. They're getting smaller and smaller and more powerful. It's an exponential rate. And they're actually dropping in size, I think, by about 50% a year.
Is that
so
right?
It's just a progression of what we've seen so far.
That is phenomenal. I mean, that really is that. Now that is sci-fi for me. You know, I think of that sort of stuff. I mean, I can believe a lot of these other things we're talking about. And it's not that I don't believe, but it's just so hard for me to get my brain around this nanotechnology. But it's amazing. It's obviously something that's on the horizon.
It's hard to grasp, and I hate to come out and just make these off-the-cuff statements about how we're going to have these nanopods circulating in our body, because unless you reel people in with it and give the reasons why and how this is going to happen and give examples of what's happening now and gradually take them by the hand and lead them into the realm of nanotechnology, it really is hard to grasp, and it does seem space-agey, and I'm even reluctant to talk about it that way. But the bottom line is we have a very short time on this program, but read the book. It'll give you an example, lots of examples of what's happening in the real world right now, in the biological world, and the analogies we can make between them. And it also gives you some of the background as to how and why all these things are going to be happening and are happening right now as we live.
Now, when will the Manhattan Beach Project group be meeting again?
We don't have another meeting set, but what we are doing is implementing the Manhattan Beach Project, and the Manhattan Beach Project is putting the scientific roadmap into high gear. And the scientific roadmap is designed to have us have the capability to reverse the human aging process by 2029. Now, it's not waiting until now for that to happen, from now until then for that to happen. There are lots of things, obviously, that are going to be developed between now and then. There are lots of things we can do now to help keep ourselves alive, and there are things that are going to be developed over the next 2, 5, 10, 15 years that are going to be let us live longer and longer and longer. So if we can live, we figure from 14 to 15 years longer from the time we start implementing the funding for these technologies, then we're going to be adding. Remember I mentioned we're adding about 3 months to the average human lifespan every year now.
Yes.
Well, it used to be 2 months, and before that it was 1 month. And if we continue the way we're going now, especially the accelerated way we're going to be going with the Manhattan Beach Project, within 14 or 15 years, we're going to be adding more than 1 year to every person's, no matter what their age is, not every person's, but every age group's average lifespan every calendar year. In other words, when you live an extra year, your average lifespan is going to be moved out 1 year beyond. So in other words, instead of closing in on the day that the actuaries claim you're going to be dying or project you're going to be dying, that date is going to be moving
out.
Away from you
right.
rather than you closing in on
right.
it.
Right. It's going to keep moving out. That's amazing. That really is amazing. Now, also, I have a question for you. People can donate, and I'm compelled to donate because I have to tell you, I kind of feel like if everybody who cared about this got together and made a donation, we could probably raise the money we need every year in order to keep progressing this. I noticed that people can donate on your website, and it says that a donation of $100 will entitle them, and this is obviously a 501c registered nonprofit organization.
Yes, it is.
It says a $100 donation will entitle you to a free breakthrough longevity and health products worth more than $314. What are those products?
Oh, we've got some very generous sponsors, and one is a company I'm associated with. It's Stem Cell Products, and Stem Cell Products is coming out with some really neat little things. In fact, you talked earlier about how people really care more about how they look than how they feel. Well,
right.
We actually have developed a stem cell technology where we use the stem cell signaling factors. The signal stem cells give off when they become irritated, and they start to heal and tell the other cells to heal. We've applied these. We've taken skin stem cells from young female healthy adults, and have been able to extract these signals. And it's a long process, we don't have time to explain that
right
now.
Right.
But the bottom line is, we've basically set records at the testing labs, independent testing labs, on the results of these compounds we have. But there's a skincare line, and the reason we did this for skincare is the easiest to develop, and we want to take that technology and turn it therapeutically, where we're actually stimulating the growth and repair of things like heart and liver and kidney cells by using the signaling factors. But it's an unbelievable skincare line. We've got a bioavailable glutathione.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And we've got some just incredible things. We've got an all-natural endurance booster, which increases the ATP production of your mitochondria. And it goes on and on. We've got a handful of products. But then the other contributor is Life Extension Foundation, and they have a $75 a year membership, and they give that away free to our people who donate $100. If you donate over $200 or $250, they'll give a 2-year membership worth $150, and that gives all kinds of membership benefits. I mean,
discounts on blood work. And
everything.
In fact, I have Dr. Michael Smith on the show at least a couple, 3 times a month. He's with Life Extension Foundation, and I've had the other doctor that I've had on the show, I can't think of his name. I'm so sorry. I can't think of your name right now. He's the one who wrote the book about reversing heart disease. I don't know why I can't remember his name right now. But anyway, they're big supporters of the show, LEF. They're on the show.
Oh, yeah, they're great. In fact, they're supporters. They supported our Manhattan Beach conference, and that was a high-budget conference. We had 4 cameras in there, and we may end up doing a documentary, and that was a 3-day conference at a very nice resort hotel. So they've been really the best friends out there so far to age reversal and to life extension in general, and we owe them a huge debt of gratitude.
Yeah, they're great. Bill Falloon has fought an amazing fight his whole career for the right to give people information about longevity. And he's one of the few people that's beat the FDA time and time again.
He put his life on the line. In fact, he and his partner, Saul Kent, were threatened with 86 years in prison.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And each.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we'll drop the charges if you close the foundation. And they were so determined to get this information, just expressing their First Amendment rights, that, no, they fought and they won. And their foundation suffered, sure, for a couple of years. The research suffered because it wasn't getting the money that should have gone to research. It went to legal fees.
Right.
And they had to replace all the inventory they confiscated and destroyed. Didn't destroy it, but it went bad
when
they brought it back. But,
right.
But still, they won a magnificent fight. And I think the FDA is starting, hopefully, to come around a little bit and start to recognize some of the good things. But there's a long, hard battle to be fought.
Yeah. I go to maxlife.org. Get your copy of Life Extension Express today. This is a really, really good book. You could go to Amazon and buy it if you want, but why buy it when you can get it for free? Listen, David, thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you, Carl. It's been a real pleasure. I appreciate you having me on.
And we'll have you back on, because there are some other subjects that I want to delve into a little deeper. And after I read through your book, I'm sure I'm going to have a lot more questions, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much, Carl.
All right. And since in honor of the holiday, we'll be rerunning an older show tomorrow, but tune in anyway. And we'll see you after this long weekend.